let us continue now as we bring into the program somebody that we are very, very happy to have with us today, a Tony Award winner. Yeah, she sang that song and so many of the other Carole King greats in the Broadway musical Beautiful. Went on to win a Tony Award for her performance. Chicago's very own Jesse Mueller coming home to perform for the Lyric Opera Chicago Voices concert. Jesse, sort of welcome home. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you. Good morning. How are you?
Doing very, very well. So when you hear this, what do you think? Does it take you back to being right on stage?
I don't know if it takes me back that far, but I heard it and I was like, oh my, I haven't heard this in a while.
and you said to yourself, boy, I sound good.
it's funny. It's kind of nice to listen to it because I feel like I sound different and that's kind of what I was going for. I look back on the whole thing and it was such a special and a unique experience and very precious to me. So it's fun to hear it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard for me to listen to myself, but that's fun to hear.
I'll tell you what, my reaction when I heard it, and I haven't heard that particular song in a long time, is wow, she just sounded so great in that. So great. So how are you doing? Okay? Everything going well?
I'm all right. Yeah, I'm all right. Thanks.
You know, you're currently starring in the musical Waitress that's on Broadway right now. What else is going on in Jesse Mueller's life?
Not too much. I've just been waiting tables, you know, trying to make the tip and, you know, keeping things busy at the Brooks Atkinson Theater. We just hit our 300 performance mark and things are good. Things are good.
And you're headed back to Chicago next Saturday night.
Saturday night, we're going to be at the Lyric Opera House for the Chicago Voices concert. And I'm pumped. There's going to be a bunch of amazing artists coming together and singing all kinds of music that is based and rooted in Chicago. And I'm thrilled because I haven't been back in a while. And that's not true. I was there quickly for Christmas. But to be able to come back to Chicago and do something that's celebrating the city is really important. And especially now, I think kind of any chance I can take or be a part of to come together for hope. And I think people really need that right now. And music is a wonderful way to do it.
Yeah. Explain what the Chicago Voices concert is and why it's so special. In addition to your performance, Michelle Williams, R&B singer Michelle Williams, also part of the lineup. I mean, really quite a lineup and, saluting very special people.
Yeah, we've got an amazing lineup and we've got classical music, there's folk music, blues music, Michelle.
All right, sounds like we're going into some sort of bad cell zone here.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Now we can hear you. You are back.
Can you hear me now?
We can. It's suddenly become a Verizon commercial. Yes, we can hear you now. You're explaining.
Well, he's on Sprint now, so.
Right, that's right. That's right. He switched over. That's right. You're explaining what the concert, who the concert honors.
Right. I was just.
There we go again.
Are we back?
Well, you are back.
Is it worse?
Yes.
Okay. classical music, alternative country, folk. We're doing some rock and roll. We're doing gospel. You mentioned Michelle Williams. So a coming together of all these different artists, which is fun for us because we don't always get a chance to come and perform with all these other amazing people. So I think it's going to be really fun and a really exciting and unique night.
Yeah. Will you be paying tribute to anyone in particular, doing kind of a potpourri?
It's kind of a potpourri night for me. It'll be fun. I don't want to give anything too much away, but I get to do some duets with people. And then there's going to be some numbers where basically everybody comes together. So Yeah, there's going to be a little bit of everything.
Okay, let me take a quick break here, and we'll come back, talk more with Jesse Mueller. We'll tell you how you can get tickets for this great show, the Chicago Voices concert that's next Saturday night at the Lyric Opera. Jesse Mueller on the line with us, and we'll come right back to chat some more next on WGN.
Just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again.
True classic, the song and the performance by Jesse Mueller in the Tony Award-winning Beautiful, the Carole King musical, for which she won a Tony Award. Jesse, what were your experiences like actually meeting Carole King? I remember, maybe it was on the Tony Award performance, I can't remember, one of the award shows, where you sang and Carole joined you. And you could,
yes,
you could see,
the Tonys, yeah.
Yeah, you could see that you were just about to burst with joy singing with Carole King.
Well, I kind of couldn't believe it, and but yet in a strange way, it made so much more comfortable about the whole performance because I just felt like all you have to do is like do that first little bit and Carole's going to come out, and then you just have to like be there with her in her glow.
Yeah.
She has quite an energy about her, and it's so cool too because being out there with her, all I have to do is watch her. Because I just love the way she performs. She's so open. It's like the best master class in how to be there for an audience and be in service of them.
Yeah. So even with all that you've accomplished, and even at your level of proficiency, which I think is pretty formidable, you still learn from the masters, I guess, along the way, huh?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I get to be on stage every night in Waitress with Dakin Matthews, and every night I'm just like a little bit afraid in a good way. I watch him and I like so want to do well. I so want him to think I'm doing well. You know what I mean? Like I want to come up to his level every night.
Yeah, I guess that's what I guess the creative person kind of thrives on that a little bit, don't they?
I think so. Just a little bit of fear, you mean, and self-doubt?
Yeah, yes. didn't want to quite put it that way, but yes.
Yeah, no, I think I do. I think for some reason it I hope it helps keep me honest, and I hope that it helps keep me, like you said, keep learning and keep always trying to make it better, I guess.
Yeah, I was I found very interesting when you said a moment ago that you're not crazy about listening to your own performances. And I find that to be the case with lots of performers, not just musicians, mm-hmm. but I forget, I was talking to some actor, I mean, some major A-list Academy Award winning, I don't remember who it is because I've heard it so often, where they can't stand to see the final print.
They just
don't want to watch themselves. Why do you think that is with you performer types?
That's such an interesting question. I think actually it's funny that I said that before because I think it's easier for me to listen to myself sing than it is to watch myself act or hear myself talk. But I don't know. Maybe it's that we hopefully when we're inside of it, we want to feel like somebody else. And when we're watching it, we can't help but see ourselves.
Yeah.
I don't know. So it feels like there's a disconnect or like we haven't completely... Or like anybody, like who likes looking in the mirror all that much? I mean, it's
well, and people say that, you know, on a voice message, ooh, I can't stand listening to my own voice, you know, on a voicemail.
We have a very different perception of ourselves than the way other people see us. And, you know, sometimes that can be a wonderful thing because we're so hard on ourselves so often.
Yeah, I think that's,
but I don't know, maybe there's something about that to it.
Well, you know, we have therapy here every Sunday morning, so, you know.
Hey, you know, I'm happy to join.
We get all of our A-listers in, you know, lay on the couch and they explain what they're thinking.
They got into the business.
Right. Well, let me just say on behalf of all of us who get to listen to your music and watch you act, how 100% delightful it is every single time. So we...
Thank you so much.
I get what you're going through, you know, what's going on in your own mind, and you probably, you know, it's striving for perfection and wanting to please your other, you know, your co-performers and so forth. But the end result for us sitting in the seats wonderful all the time. We just love that. And to think it all started, all started here in Chicago. What, just, you know, for those who may not be familiar, talk a little about your, you know, your Chicago background.
Well, I grew up in Evanston. My both my parents are actors. And I grew up going to Chicago theater all the time from a very young age. And, you know, we talked about watching people and learning and listening. Like, I had the best teachers and the fact that I got to watch stuff from a very young age. And I, some of the best Chicago actors and actresses, they were the first people I ever saw do any kind of acting outside of any movie I watched or something like that. So, and then I went away to school and I came back to Chicago to start working. And I'm so glad I did, because I still think it's such a wonderful, it's a wonderful community, of people and of the artistry that happens in the theaters and all the different kinds of stuff you can do and all the different kinds of theaters. And also you're mainly in a nonprofit world in Chicago, which is a wonderful thing too, because I think there's just really a focus on the work and the artistry that's working to be made. And I think for me as a young person coming in and trying to start my career and make my craft, that was the best thing I could have done for myself, is to come and focus on learning how to do what I wanted to do rather than, it's funny, it's like I never really waited tables. I catered and stuff. Like, now I'm waiting tables, but I get to do it in a play. I was so terrified. I didn't want to move to New York and wait tables. I wanted to act. So I feel like I got that experience in coming to Chicago.
And coming back to Chicago, you will this Saturday. I give any performer credit, you know, for coming to visit Chicago in January or February, because, you know,
so true.
You know, you know what it's
was I thinking.
Yeah, right. You sort of know what it's going to be like when you get here.
No.
Well, you're in New York, so it's not too different, you know.
It's not too far off, yeah.
But it's going to be, the big show is going to be at Lyric's Civic Opera House next Saturday night, February 4th, 7:30 p.m. is the show. It's not only Jesse Mueller, it's Michelle Williams, who will be part of the show, and John Prine is going to be part of the show. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah. John Prine, Renee Fleming, Shamikia Copeland, Handsome Family, and we've also got our music director's multi-Jeff Award winner, Doug Peck.
Yeah,
so we're in for a treat.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And saluting, among others, some iconic Chicago figures like Muddy Waters and Mahalia Jackson and Howlin' Wolf and Mary Garden and many others. Really, it's sort of like, you know, the best of two worlds.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can get your tickets let me see here. The phone number is 312-827-5600. The website for the Lyric Opera, I'm sure, is here in 14 pages of notes and press releases that I have.
Right.
I'm sure you can easily find the Lyric Opera website and also get tickets that way. Jesse, it's always nice to talk to you, and we look forward to seeing
you. Nice to talk to you, too.
In town. Thank you so much for taking some time.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Tony Award winner Jesse Mueller joining us this morning.